Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Wow. And welcome once again to, well, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7. Verse, wow, 19 already? The number here is 646-478-0944. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation. Acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening online to Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, we appreciate you. Anybody who wants to send in any music, anything like that, it's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Hey, I have to give you three quick disclaimers. Before we start the program, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all info that you receive. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0949. Hey, my thing is this. Once again, 0994. That's all you have to do to dial in. Also, I want to let people know that or 0944, that's 646-478-0944. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. But if you can't talk, all you have to do is stay silent. If you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1, but you don't have to hang up. That's kind of rude anyway. Now, let me give you the top 10 in music and entertainment for at least the past week. A lot of surprises in here. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, Dog Pound Outlaw. number eight, all these Cavs watch parties and activities that were going on at the Q and a few other places. Well, I don't think there was too much watching going on. I think a lot of people left early, but that's all right. Whatever it takes, we'll get it together. Number seven, Mother's Day R&B jazz event that happened right off of the 10-5. That was yesterday. Number six, Dr. Umar's Coming to Town. More on that in just a little while. Number five, Sorelli's return with Universal Love ENT. And last Saturday, there was a video shoot at the Ohio Media School and then at Edgewater Park also. Now, number four, Kim Sellers. This is debuting for voiceatradio.com, Laura Cowan's Mother's Day event that happened at Chandler Park yesterday. Number three, OPN Mother's Day event at Martin Luther King Civic Center on Shaw the past Saturday. Big Squeeze, Blazing Flame did like the music and all that. It was nice. Number two, two events that happened in 2 days, Black House Sounds, Mo Later. Number one, moving up because of the sheer volume of what they were able to accomplish in their 2 days, Survivors, Victims of Violence 3. I'll get into a few of those things shortly, but before I go to the phone calls, I want to let people know that if you choose to, you can go to Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr., period, or you can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. Also on Facebook, the Black House Sounds Open Mic, or Sheriff Kilroy, or, hey, I'm going to just keep this going for as long as I can. You can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. There is OPN Radio, which is 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Mondays on WeUpRadio.com. Hey, I'm feeling kind of good. Let's go for it. You can Facebook or YouTube Melanated Media News. You can Facebook Champagne Bang. As a matter of fact, you can Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page and Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. That sounded real good. I want to also let people know that since I'm talking about it, you can tomorrow, HJS, he said, hey, I'm taking off for the Hood Free Music event where people can come for free at 14064 Euclid Avenue across from the East Cleveland Library. It's next door to the East Cleveland Theater at the world's famous Superfly Barbershop at 44112, the original barber for Steve Harvey when he had hair in Cleveland, as well as the Mike Tyson Fan Club. I know you remember that, and you'd see the big billboard over Superfly Barbershop when it was in a different location on Euclid. And you can also purchase tickets for the June 2nd, July 7th, August 4th Showtime at the Apollo event as well. Now, I know Man in the Street, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, HJS Music, College of Common Sense, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show are part of tomorrow's activity, which will lead to some big shows, some things happening where you'll see merchandise tables, and you'll see people such as Major Taps, Ronnie B, Black House Sound. As a matter of fact, I want to throw it out there and say that Art McCoy is presenting the Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey, which starts Saturday, June the 2nd, 2018 at 9 p.m. inside the historic East Cleveland Theater at 14108. Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, showcase for the best talent in the city. To register for trials, you can go to 216-253-4070. You can also check out jaden.mcky@gmail.com. I would tell people you can call up the other number of 216-804-7462, but if you call that number before I'm off the air tonight, you will be clowned on the air. Now, also, I want to just say that as I go to the next phone caller, this past Friday, the Black House Sound open mic was held with acts like Amaya, LB, Elder Goodrum from the National Action Network. Okay, LB's personal announcer was there too. Milligram, Mr. Powers, Joe Legacy, Silver B, Evan, Charisse, Bibbs was there, Suave, Sheriff Kilroy, Gwen Pitts, and Sister Kim. There was barbecue and pizza, drinks, cookies. Next one is June the 8th at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 17325 Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190 Friends Fellowship sign at Euclid Avenue, 44112, the number 28 bus passes by. I'm going to go to the first phone caller at 216209, who's probably upset that I'm giving too much information on the air. So how you doing out there?
Oh, Brother Al, I can never be upset about the info. That's what we call in for. You always say, get
right.
Your notebook, pen, paper, pad, pencil ready. So I try to be
right.
Ready. But
yes,
before
sir.
I get into the music you have, I want to speak on something because I didn't speak on it last week.
Yes, sir.
Over 850,000 people from the first three or four ships that were on their way to America when they were enslaving people, those people jumped off the ship and committed suicide. We had over almost a million people committing suicide, not wanting to get into slavery. And this is documented stuff. The first 850,000 came from the Gold Coast. So when someone says it's a choice, obviously they didn't know their history. When you have someone that's coming to, when you're already here in America and someone's beating you and skinning you alive to make furniture out of you, I don't think that somebody willingly said, okay, well, let's do that because that sounds good. I don't think when I just don't get that. I don't think when people say the things that they out of their mouth, they don't realize what they're saying, because when you get a certain social status and when you get a certain financial status, you have a responsibility to educate the ones who have not got there. And if somebody gave you some money and you acting stupid, then you don't deserve to have it. Now, I said that because that struck home, and I know my history. And ain't nobody going to tell me that it was a choice. I'm sorry. We don't just call in and say, hey, what time you going to slavery, dog? We don't say that. That's a five-way cricket. But I'm going to get right
That's
to the
right.
music as what I – man, because it really unnerved me that night. So I'm going to just get real right on into it. I want to shout out to – Honesty Blade, we do have another video in the works. I know I'm saying this stuff every week,
okay.
But just trust and believe that we are in the process of working on things. We got another one for Keith Cash, Keith in the City, that is coming soon. Black Odyssey has another one coming soon. Every time we have a bad weekend with bad rain, that slows us down. So we might get a little bit of couple shots in, and then we got to shut it down because of the rain. And we're trying to go to according to the script to bring you guys perfect quality video as we have done before. So please bear with me. I know that we're a little behind because of the weather, but trust me, you will be satisfied with the next set of videos that's getting ready to come. I want to shout out to Black House Sounds and yourself, Al, and all the other people that do the thoughtless job of being in the streets, being a teacher in the streets. I don't even want to call it a protester because you ain't a pro at testing. You a street teacher. So I'm going to say that to all the people who teach in the street. You're a street teacher, and I commend you for that. And
thank
all
you
the ones
so
come
much.
Program, thank you, and I'm going to keep listening. Black Odyssey, I'm going to pray for all of y'all, and y'all keep praying as well.
Man, I thank you for that. And what I'll do is as my brother goes back on hold, what I will do is I know what to queue up because we do need to keep praying. But at the same time, before I go to the 216-400 number, that's the 216-860 and the 216-820. Let me at least say that. Since I said I'd get to a couple of these, the Survivors of Violence 3-week weekend, it started off Friday at John Adams, which was good, and performers like Sir Knot, if I'm not mistaken, not only did we have Sir Knot, but also J. Jig, Cicero, Hannah, Lurie, that's interesting, Evan. Yep, Evan was doing his thing as well. Young dude, Kyle Knight. A couple of these acts came from out of town for that. And I just want to say that during that, at least, performance set, you had others there like CGS, Kim Snyder, Bishop Gamble, James Jerome Bell, and others who were there to support Sister Alanda. She filmed and did Facebook Live. You had DJs Bad Man and Randy B. John Adams, it was packed, and Man on the Street. All I had to do was sit on a panel alongside a Cleveland Police Sergeant, Peace Alliance, 10,000 Fearless, J.J. Cicero, Alan Shern, Sir Knock. They won the panel as well. Dennis Cash, who founded this event, made sure the youth spoke. And I had to give an explanation at 107 Solanami. 107.9 do show up at shoe, phone, beauty stores, festivals, but not at a vigil, police rally, or an event like that particular one. So all the young people there need to know that if commercial radio is about money, that it's, and it's not about you, you still have the ball in your court to change your condition. Then, of course, on Saturday, even though I didn't make it to that one, I do believe the Survivors of Violence panel and conference that went down featured some of the same artists, such as the Rude Boys that were added on, Kyle Knight, London Arrington, J. Jig, Cicero, Xavier, that's it, James Tate, Sir Knock, CGS, Hannah Lurie, Joy X, and even the LOJ Praise team. So I'm glad that somebody was able to do that kind of event and have that kind of firepower. I also want to throw out there that last Saturday I was excited because of the Black House Sounds reunion, Mother Africa Words of Power, which was held at Crystal Towers in East Cleveland. Place donated to Black House Sounds because of the work that we do with the room, so we gave back to the community. It was a free show. Also had Volume 1 of Cleveland Conscious Rap's Greatest Hits on sale. Original Black House Sounds members such as Joe, Mr. Powers, DNA, Bang. And then also new members such as Sheriff Kilroy, Milligrand, guests like Stoney the Butcher, The Shroud, Paul Here Fred, Black Wealth Music Group, Megatron, The Don, Chuck Stacks, Santo, General Jazz, and Tannis, Keon, DJ Dollar Rock, Fred Barkley with a Facebook Live, Justin Anderson from works alongside the Northeast Ohio Young Black Democrats came through. Lyrics and Words of Power, and that was just the beginning of something big. I'm going to the 216-400 number to see what they have to say, if 216-400 has something to add to this conversation.
Yes, Mr. Porter, I do. And as I was listening to the young man, I know exactly what he is talking about, because okay. Everyone is talking about Kanye West, who stated that slavery was a choice. We just have to remember this when we hear unwise statements, that when you have garbage in, all you're going to get is garbage out. And now I'd like to make the statement here that since the Mother's Day was yesterday, I would like to give a happy belated Mother's Day wish to all the mothers. And I would say that make this statement, this little verse, that every godly mother within the home is a queen upon the throne. So let this be our daily prayer. We thank you, God, for placing her there. Amen. Happy belated Mother's Day to all godly mothers. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Please hold the line. All I can say is, wow. Okay, Kanye, you're doing two for two. Before I go to the 216-860 and the 216-820 phone numbers, I just want to also, because I know I don't give enough information, that's what a lot of you all say. So what I'll go back and do is say that The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. If you choose to, you can come to a Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which is on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1, the number 37 bus does pass by. You can catch the number 28 bus and get off at Ivanhoe and Euclid, but it's a good walk for you. But, hey, along with water, I guess exercise will do your body good. Now, I also want to throw out there that, wow, I'm very, very thankful because Solutions is this Friday at the OPN Community Center at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112, right off the corner where Euclid and Taylor meet. Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland is run by Oppressed People's Nation's Jay Lee and Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Al Porter Jr., featuring Councilman, City Council Vice President Earn Smith's East Cleveland Report, OPN Report, BBCI Report, wait a minute, Black House Sounds Report, and more. So that will be happening, and also this coming Friday, May 18th, 765 Crawford Road, African American Museum of History, 765 Crawford Road, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I believe the door is open. Dr. Umar Johnson will speak on education, economics, extension, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. Okay, I see the $20 donation. You can call 216-721-5555. That will be going on this coming Friday. And I do want to take the time to say I thank everyone who tunes in, people who show up for certain events. We appreciate it. And I just want to let people know, wow, pack the room. Cuyahoga County Health and Human Services hearings, Anaide Garrett tragedy hosted by the Sleepover Committee at 2079 East 9th Street, Prospect, the county building. This coming Wednesday, May 16th, and next Wednesday, May 23rd, 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. This was started by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Lives Matter, and Families Marching on Jane Edna, you know, East 40th. Then the Sleepover on East 40th. Then attending Cuyahoga County meetings, demanding our own meetings with them, having our demands and questions on policy, and now Yvonne Conwell of Cuyahoga County Council is providing the hearings. So it just lets you know, before I go to the next phone caller, I have 216-860-216-820. Let me tell you something real quick. When Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did all the marching, he said, okay, you hose me down, throw the, you know, rocks, what have you, beat me, put me in jail. But it wasn't just marching for nothing. He had a master plan. And what was that master plan? He was going to hit you with that legislature. That legislature, either willingly or you were going to have problems. I'm going to 216-860 to see what's on your mind. 216-860, what's going on out there?
Good evening, sir. How
good
are you?
Evening.
Well,
who am,
good evening.
I'm doing good evening. Excellent. I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm very blessed. First, I'd like to give a congratulations to all those that won the elections this past Tuesday.
Right,
you know,
right.
They did what they had to do and they won. So congratulations to all of you. Second, you know, I don't believe in living a lie. And for me, living a lie is lacking in education. It's time to start bringing the truth out and working towards a better future for our youth. Focus on what we need to do to resolve situations. And I've been doing that of recent, and I've been focusing on that. This basically makes us stronger, better, and able to move forward for better times instead of the worst times that we've been going through. That being said, I like to give love to the Black House Sound, Go Get 'Em Inc., Black Wealth Music Group, LLC, so many to name. Flowmasters, which is on from 6 to 8 on Voice It Radio, Hip Hop Workshop Radio, which is on from 5 to 6 on Voice It Radio. And CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Report, as well as GMS, and those that's involved in real positive situations and everything that's going on in this world. We need to stay together and stick together. And that leads me to saying that my justification is for unification. That's all I need to say.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question in case there's somebody out there and they're saying, who is this person who just called?
I was just about to say.
Sounds like he might have. Thank you.
It's Mr. Milligrand, the advisor from Black House Sounds, from Go Get 'Em Inc., from all the factions that I stated earlier. And I'm just keep making positive moves and making vibes right. Good vibes only. That's what it's all about.
Thank you very much for calling in to represent all these different entities. Can I ask you one more thing before you get off the phone?
Yes, sir.
How do you get the energy to do so much? Because you're involved in a lot, man. You really are. I see your post, and I'm sure a lot of people out there would just want me to ask you, how do you do it?
I do it because I have the heart and the dedication and my strong faith in God. Not only do I do all the things that I do out on these streets, I also have a full-time job. I work at Greyhound and been there 12 years. It's not a full-time, but it's 12 years of a job.
Wow. Okay. So in other words, hey, you work too, man. May the Creator continue to bless you and your endeavors.
I love Voice It Radio. They gave me a chance and an opportunity, so big up to CEO EP and Miss Mickey, the president. I appreciate giving me opportunities. I had to say that. And that's seven on me. Also, I'd like to give up a shout out to Jerome Brown and the Seven Nation as well.
Hey, thanks, man, for doing that. I'm sure that everyone out there will appreciate you. And may you, as you continue to tune in, hey, enjoy the evening, man. Thank you.
No problem. You know, it's all love, bro.
I know that. Hold on just a second, because, man, I needed to hear that before I go to the 216-820 phone number. This will only be, I promise you, a 6-foot stepladder, because I want to go back in time by a couple of months before I pull out this envelope. I feel like Johnny Carson with Karnak the Magnificent, but that's way before a lot of people's time. Anyway, may remember about a month ago, Joe Paganakis interviewed myself and someone else on the fact that Dollar General had really burnt down in East Cleveland. It was left open, unclosed, dangerous, and I believe you put it at Eddy Road intersection. Now, the store chain hadn't said at that time if they would reopen the business or leave it bare, tear it down, or do what have you. Now, here's what I think about good activism. I said it there then, and I'll say it now. Within a week after that story, God blessed me. If activism is supposed to be working for results, and who would have thought that Pastor Wiggins from Friends Fellowship Bible Church on Facebook, home of the Black House Sound open mic and other activities, who would have thought that the day after he saw the news story, he would call me incensed and said he saw the TV report? So the reason I'm giving credit of their church, which is Suite 2190, Sundays at 10 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112, is because he reached out and contacted the head. I'm giving you all some seconds if you want to do the same thing he did. He contacted the chairman of the board, Dollar General, Richard, D-R-E-I-L-I-N-G, I guess it's Dreeling, at 100 Mission Ridge, G-O-O-D-L-E-T-T-S-B-I-L-L-E, Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 37072. Now, for those who say, wait a minute, I want something easier to contact them, well, you can call directly at 16 15 855
1-800-875-4000 and ask, what are you going to do with that Dollar General? We appreciate the changes made, but are you going to, you know, open it back up or what? Now, this is why I talk about results. I'm going to read to you what came. It said May 1st, 2018, actual copy of the letter sent to Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Cleveland Avenue, Suite 2190, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And it said in regards to Dollar General Store, you might need this, number 12184 East Cleveland, Ohio. Dear Dr. Wiggins, I am in receipt of your letter dated April 11, 2018, in which you inquire about our recently closed store in East Cleveland. Thank you for sharing the importance of our store in the community and for expressing your concern for its residents. While we currently operate more than 14,000 stores in 44 states, we are keenly aware of the difference that one store in one community can make to our customers. Please know we are diligently working with our landlord partners to understand their plans for the site and evaluate the store's future. In the interim, we have worked to secure the location to prevent building access as customer and community safety are top priorities at Dollar General, which is true. I'm saying this part. It's not in the letter. I'm just letting you all know. The building is secured. Now, I'll end it by saying Dollar General very much desires to be a part of your community again if we're unable to reopen in an alternative alternate site in the immediate area. Do you think I'm not going to post up this answer and where you can contact this person and the phone number, which is once again 1-615-855-4000 in regards to DG Store 12184. Now, y'all go call and give them a headache, because I know a few of my own people, including myself, who's giving that person a headache. But I wouldn't read the confirmations or the responses I got back. All I need to do is read the first one that went out there and said, bam, here's how you do it. I'm going to go to the 216-820 phone number, because they're probably mad, because they're probably saying, wait a minute, I'm a Dollar General CEO and you're picking on my other people. 216-820, how you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. Powers.
Doing...
No, I am not. And no, I am not. You know what I'm saying? A Dollar General employee or worker. But one thing I am, Sam, is that I am CEO of Black House Sound. And, you know, I just want to take the time to give a shout out to Black Odyssey for showing us love. But I want to give an extra special shout out to my mom, who I just found out coming home today that she had to get rushed back to the hospital. So, you know, I'm saying y'all have to excuse the dry energy, but this past Friday was a phenomenal open mic, and this past Saturday was also an even greater phenomenal event when it came down to Black House Sound producing the show at Crystal Towers. You know, you had all kind of great performances there from Brother Tandis, my girl Jazz. You also heard from Megatron the Don from Black Wealth Music Group. You also heard from Ballhead Fred, Big Stone the Butcher, Mr. Milligram, Hurricane Bang, DNA, Mr. Miley, yours truly, Mr. Powers. And we also had other visitors such as DJ Dollar Rock, you know, and as well as Fred Barkley, you know what I'm saying, doing the Facebook Live thing. Much love to him. But overall, this past Friday, you know, we had a couple of great performances on the very first time. You know, excuse, like I say, you know what I mean? Excuse the dry energy, but for the very first time, I seen some first-time performers there. I seen Amaya Bullock up in there. I saw her dad, Evan Bullock. I even heard some great music from Sharice Miller. And what was also shocking was the return of LB, the Lyrical Beast, who also performed at the open mic. So to all you listeners out there and all you viewers out there, just know that on June 8, 2018, from 7 to 9, at 17325 Euclid Avenue at the Chandler Park Building, you know, Suite 2190 from 7 to 9, Black House Sound will be having another open mic. And so to all you listeners out there that want to be a part of it, come on now, just like the hip-hop workshop. You know, you can be mean, but keep it clean. And bring your family and all your friends. There will be free food there, as well as et cetera. So much love to everyone who has supported Black House Sound, and much love to all my brothers in Black House Sound, from Brother Sheriff Kilroy to Mr. Milligram, the Hurricane Bang, and to the founder, most importantly, Joseph Motley Jr., who has always, you know what I'm saying, been persistent with production and so forth. So much love to everyone. Y'all have a blessed night. And if you have any time, you know what I'm saying, please pray for my mom. Thank you. Black House Sound makes me music.
Hey, one love to you, and I'm going to tell you, sir, it's not about just if, but making the time. Definitely myself, and I know a few others that have prayed before, so we'll continue to get the prayer circle going for you. And I just want to say, man, that I thank you very much for representing what I will say a CEO of a entertainment company is supposed to do, because you are very straightforward business-wise. You're a hard worker and entertainer, and there have been many a times you set an excellent example for me that caused me to do a lot more. So I just want to say I thank you as well.
No problem, man. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. One love.
One love. And I tell you what, sometimes I know when to quit running my mouth and do what I said I was going to do. I send this out for everybody who's a Black Odyssey, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying, I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you.
And I want
to let people know that this coming Thursday, 5 p.m., is the East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization with Nathaniel Martin. Councilman Nathaniel Martin is the citywide leader. It will be at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, second floor, 13944 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. I remember 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, it was a couple of months ago because it was during Women's Month, so I believe it was around March the 15th, and I had been invited there. You never know what you're going to do if you, I would say, do your very best job that you're supposed to. One of those things that I learned about being serious from Mr. Motley and from Mr. Powers, take what you do serious. Even let's say you perform somewhere and it's only a couple of people, you never know who's in the audience. So I had done a song earlier that month, if I'm not mistaken. It was called Cherish the Love. You know, I just, the ladies at a Black House Sound open mic. It was Women's Month coming up, and I'll never forget Elder Goodrum. She said, look, I have a CD player. It was old school, little small thing. And she said, if you come to the next organization, would you at least do a freestyle and tribute to women? Now, I want you to think about this. If it is a CD player, then the music's not going to be the loudest. It's just not. But if you know your craft, and let me tell you something, Mr. Powers knows his craft, because I don't know how he finds the time between everything he's doing, but practicing and everything else, boom, there it is. So usually it doesn't give me that excuse not to do certain things. So I say yes. I've been going to the Democratic War Club or organizational meeting all the time. Next thing I know, I'm invited in for the first time. A lot of people looked up because they're used to me speaking because I represent Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So I guess when they heard the song, they just expected me to, I don't know, sing like Luther Vandross or something. But you never know how things are going to work because it was a full place. And in between, if I'm not mistaken, you had Kent Smith, Manziel Baker. You had two gubernatorial candidates, which was Dennis Kucinich and Bill O'Neill. You also had one of them, Bill O'Neill's running mate, Chantel Lewis, who used to be, quote unquote, president of East Cleveland City Council. And I do believe you had Judge William Dawson, former Judge Una Keenan, received a, I would say, a proclamation for a service, and Jane Sheets received a proclamation. So then you had Hauser there, who, well, he just lost his seat, but he was at the time at Cuyahoga County Council, Armand Budish. So, okay, Deborah Turner talking about gerrymandering, and Deacon Lee Adams. And the reason that I bring that up is because if you have everybody from Jennifer O'Malley, who's running for juvenile court, or Emily Hagan still in the running, it was a blessing to at least be able to perform and not have to rely and say, I just need that music up loud. To be able to do something and get through it, it was a blessing. So I want to throw that out there in the midst of everything. I also want to take a look at this 216-609 person who just chimed in. They're probably calling me to tell me they're so good they don't have to practice anything. 216-609. That's 216-609. What's on your mind?
Black House Sound calling in. It was an excellent show. So many people came, and the way they came, it was like talent in Cleveland, the actual talent is phenomenal. No violence, nobody died.
Right.
No police showed up. So that's all I got to say. I'm out.
Thank you so much. And that's the truth. When you do good things, excellent things do come up. And
I was proud that everything that the brother just said is the truth. So this is what we're going to do right now. Since we heard from him, I'll get something queued up. I do want to put out there, since I didn't do it earlier, that if you want to check out anything on the web, you can go to blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Tony Fruit Show. I want to also give a shout-out to Silver B. Okay, never mind. The Edutainment Royalty Roundtable of Silver B, which is on voiceofradio.com, Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., where he had on there none other than, among many guests, National Action Network, many others, Black House Sound. It was an honor that he reached out, almost said to a degree he'd be ready to fight if we didn't show up at his show. He made that kind of clear at the hip-hop workshop. It's only fair that he went to return the honor. I do want to throw out there that the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays, WERE 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica is Wednesdays, WERE 1490 AM. I believe Art's show is at 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Kent and Angelica's show is at 8, and the MC Cheer Radio show at 9 p.m. on a Wednesday, WERE 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Before I get myself into trouble, I don't want to talk about the subject I might be talking about. I'm going to play some Black House Sounds, and hopefully time might run out, and I won't have to talk about the subject. Get myself in trouble.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman got in the dough. Anything she played it gold.
But you thought nobody was looking at
it. From head to toe. She thinks it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being sealed back though.
This fine guy just walked through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She dressed down with that Louis though. Like them actors in a movie though. Them wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog, she gave me number, I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it off. 1 month, I voted y'all. Sex money, my motive y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me, so I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy, like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
That's an awesome
the duffel bags being filled back
though. Girl, I split that beer with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with her. And show you about this trio killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night. You four deep with your girl. But you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telling and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body. Let me more control it. She can do it with no hands. She's a pro. She knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
She praying that my relationship fall. Cause she wanna be that other broad. Knowing well, I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings out at the ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need no woman that's gonna stall. I
what you want. A one night stand is what you are. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well, baby, cake said they before. When it comes to the lust, you know it's least. My justice became your ride of peace. And my only resort is to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything, she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes out, she draped down from knee to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though. Out, out.
You know, 18-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I know this is going to get me into trouble, but, you know, early last week, Senator John McCain apparently told family and friends that when he dies, he's in the latter stages of brain cancer, that former President Obama and President Bush, he would like for them to deliver eulogies at his funeral, but he didn't want Trump to attend his funeral. That might make a little bit of sense because in the 2016 Republican primary, in attacking John McCain's war record, where he was captured, tortured, then candidate Trump said, "I like people that weren't captured." Now, Sam Nunberg, Trump supporter, sent a tweet out suggesting the White House and Trump will celebrate from home. Gets better. Well, not really. Anyway, Arizona Senator McCain last Wednesday announced opposition to President Trump's CIA nominee, Gina Kappel, for the top spot at the CIA. Now, private White House meeting and White House Special Assistant Kelly Sadler said, "It doesn't matter. He's dying anyway." How bad was this? Well, a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, probably a 12. Now, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham earlier last week said, "You know, McCain should change his mind and invite Trump to the funeral," said a couple of days later, "Then it's on John McCain to invite whoever he chooses. The tennis funeral, more in a moment on that one. It's a little bit different from where we're going." Now, on, you know, pace of what we're talking about, I believe yesterday's Face the Nation TV show on CBS, Lindsey Graham, also conservative, said that Trump administration should apologize to McCain. Graham said it's a pretty disgusting thing to say. If it was a joke, it's a terrible joke. I just wish a person from the White House would tell the country that was inappropriate. That's not who we are in the Trump administration. To be morbid, Mr. Graham, but that's what the fuck they are. Damn. Now, Meghan McCain, co-host of The View, said Sandler called her and her family last Thursday to apologize, and Meghan McCain said she asked Kelly Sandler to publicly apologize, and she said she would apologize, I guess, in public, but so far she hasn't spoken to her since, and I do believe Meghan McCain said she doesn't expect an apology from her. Now, Meghan McCain suggested last Friday that Sadler should be fired. Meghan went so far as to say, "I don't understand what kind of environment you're working in when that would be acceptable, and then you come to work the next day and still have a job. That's all I have to say." Meghan, you are a Republican. Hell, I'm a conservative. I knew the president was a fool before he was elected in 2016. Knew he would do something like this. Hell, he insulted your dad in 2016. He'll do it now. Now, hold on. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, refused to address the situation, saying it's a staff, you know, it was a staff matter. And she said, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, "I'm not going to validate a leak one way or another of an internal staff meeting. Some people have said that the White House shouldn't have to apologize for saying something, you know, like that at a staff meeting." And I got that. I get the argument. Now, this is what I want to put out here. Think about it. If I'm in a private meeting I use with Black House Sounds and I say, "Hook-nosed bagel-eating Jews," and it gets out, then it is honorable for Black House Sounds to not only apologize, but maybe kick me the hell out, or at least ban me for a few weeks. We're talking honorable. If I'm at a black man's army meeting in private and I say, you know something, women's job is just to serve me and my manly needs, and they deserve to be pimped. If it leaks out and I say something like that, it's honorable to apologize. If you feel and you say my group is out here, Black Man's Army is to protect women, then I don't care how many times Brother Art has to stutter, he at least should get out there and say, Porter's gone right now. I love him, but he's suspended. If your group's for the right. So now about inviting everyone to your funeral. I want to put this out here and make no mistake about it. Hell no. Listen, if I pass, what have you, you know, no, I don't need a funeral for man in the street. I'd rather for it to be, and I've written it down, you need to plan things out for yourself, and that's why we don't get into why we as blacks sometimes don't do what we need to do, because sometimes we don't plan things all the way out like we should. I give you the perfect thing. We just don't. I just plan on it being straightforward, playing some music. Maybe Black House sound music, some solos, some of mine, some favorite artists like Public Enemy, Rakim, Pop, Easy, Tim Dog, Suave, Ballhead Fred, but no casket, because people who would come up on the mic and talk, they wouldn't be some of the real ones. Like some of my Black House sound members, maybe been there for me, Art Sergeant Major Stokes, but there'd be some freaking hypocrite tricks who ain't love me. Boom, showing up for a camera to get on a mic. Really? To pretend and say on the mic, Brother Porter told me I was going to be his replacement. No, hell no. Look, I would rather just have real people come through instead of mourning me. Just enjoy the fact I was alive, you know? So if we have somebody show up, like President Trump or former union leader Loomis or Fulmer, somebody just tell them, no, y'all don't need to come in. Thank you very much. And shut the door. Because I might come out my casket with a stone cold can of whoop ass poltergeist style on somebody's ass. And while we at it, I've had this discussion with my mom. If I'm still alive, and God forbid, it's the same thing. Because there are some people who never did anything for my mama, never even cared. So why would I have a nit or mother? Come up there who ain't done nothing, get on a mic and say, let me tell y'all something. When it came to Mama Porter, she was like a mama to me and told me to watch out for her son because he was reckless and he ain't do it right. She called me Big Son. You think I'm going to let you disrespect my mom's memory for real? I'll beat the hell out your ass with my staff. I'm sorry. So I'd rather see a memorial done the right way, no mic. Respect and all of that. That way, if you're going to attend a homegoing, at least, you know, try to make sure it's done kind of right. I'm going to send out at least maybe just one more thing here before I do anything else, because I'm very serious about it. Why would you, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't see doing that. I love life and I love and respect the people that I'm around. But I just can't see saying certain things. That's why I say, you know, it sounded cruel from McCain, but the truth was he did have the right to come out there and do that and make that general statement and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and this is what I believe in. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play about maybe a minute of this before coming back on the air. From the Dog Pound Outlaw, a.k.a. C-Rock from the Block. I know people have heard the song from Daz called Be True to the Game, I guess the Crips version, but it was not the first diss out for Kanye West. Oh, it was a Cleveland artist from our region who put this out. So, hey, I want to get it out there. Whoever does something first, I get credit for it. I'm supposed to.
Hey, homie, you need a light. I got one right here.
I told them to play the exclusive.
Rock, internationally known.
This shit is exclusive.
Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch nigga. Calling 911 to get you killed, nigga. Can't nobody save you from the block, cuz I'm like a hurricane, somebody getting fucked up. Kanye West. You can switch, nigga. A perfect example of Donald Trump's bitch, nigga. House niggas on the porch acting real white. Scared to fight a hood, nigga, cause we will fight. Locked down all day in a jail cell. Incarcerated cause a motherfucker tattletale. Inside my mind, I was plotting to send them all to hell. Turn off the lights, I'm in the dark and living very well. Out on bond, reappear like I never left. And when I touch down, prepare to meet your fucking death. Snitch niggas get caught when they least expect. Let me light your cigarette with my mouth. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Bitch nigga, I don't fuck with snitch niggas. Tattletale around here, you getting killed, nigga. Bitch.
Become a target, it's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark. And after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots. And the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns, so you can't tell them about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't that simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
And as we leave out, hey, that goes back to what we were talking about. Speaking of fighting till we still die, interesting segue. The first one we started off with Dog Pound Gangsta, C-Rock for the Block, the Kanye diss, first one that came out. Now the second one, we left off with that CCR2, fight till you still, well, yeah, you'll still die. Now, the St. Malachi Social Action Commission presents Brian Cassidy, Iraq War veteran. Hey, fight to you. Okay, can you steal? Anyway, Sunday, May 27, 2018 at 10:15 a.m. at St. Malachi Hall, 2459 Washington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, corner of West 25th Street and Detroit Avenue. Brian is an Iraq War veteran and member of Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, and Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, LAVA. Brian will be sharing how his desire for peace relates to his time of service in the Iraq War. And see, y'all thought I might not get in too many of my announcements. I also want to let people know about none other than Camp Journey. Ah, you thought I was going to forget about that. Well, no, I did not. Let me tell you something about Camp Journey. It is an excellent, 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 excellent. Did I say excellent? Place to at least start getting your young people involved. As a matter of fact, I will put it out there and say that if you are doing your best to be a part of Camp Journey, it is definitely CampJourney on Facebook. That is Camp Journey. They have a lot of things for, I will say, youth, for children. As a matter of fact, the thing that I love about what they do is that they keep a lot of activities going on. It's a summer camp. It is one of those things that I greatly approve of, and just want to let you all know that it is definitely part. They also deal with no matter the children, academic, special needs, horseback riding, as well as a sound lab where Suave Gotti is the one who teaches, yeah, him, spitboxes one of the founders of Spitbox and Freestyle Exam University, GMS, Hood Famous, DVD, TV, and all of that. The number to reach is 216-624-6277, 216-624-6277. Feel free to mention Man in the Street. Look to get your young people involved in something major. Please, summer's almost among us. Thank you. All I can say is I was able to get a lot of announcements out. Now, maybe we can back some of each other up and be at some of them. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Creator bless you. Oh, yeah, y'all thought I was going to forget about Danielle Wood's birthday coming up this coming Friday. Peace.